And a clean start, lane number three. A great start for David Brown and Jerome Avery. David Brown and Jerome Avery. It will be Team Bravery coming to the line and getting the gold.
That's Paralympic gold medalist David Brown at the 2016 Para-Athletics Championships in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, running with his sighted guide partner, Jerome Avery, because David is blind. He won the gold medal and ran 10.99 seconds in the men's 100-meter dash to break the Paralympic record. He's also set new world records in the 100 and 200 meters and is preparing to race for Team USA at the Tokyo, Japan Olympics next week. And again, he won't be running alone. His sighted partner this time will be Moray Stewart. David Brown, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
And Moray Stewart, you're there as well?
Yes, I am.
And Moray, I'm going to ask you to do as you usually do, stand by for a second while we speak to David. Because David, you're used to that. David, we understand this all started as a child. You had Kawasaki disease, glaucoma, lost an eye, lost your vision at 13 and went to the Missouri School of the Blind. Can you just take us into your world for a second? What was that like? You weren't born blind. You lost your sight. That must have been frightening.
It is a very frightening thing because I was super light sensitive. That's one thing. But not only did the light scared me, the darkness scared me too, because I couldn't see what was in the dark. I was afraid to even go outdoors at one point, and terrified of my attic, terrified of my basement because it was dark. And I was living in fear for a number of years. It was pretty crazy for that time.
Well, it sounds like one of the things that got you outside was running with a runner's guide wire, which we understand is like a clothesline that's strung.
What got me outside actually was I was 6 years old, and my vision started decreasing in my right eye by this point. You know, I lost my left eye when I was 3 years old due to eye surgery. At that point, when I was 6 years old, I just had a hole in my eye. I didn't have a prosthetic shell until I was 9. So I was living with a hole in my left eye for 3 years. 6 years old, I was playing basketball, but all of a sudden I started getting hit in the face with the ball. I couldn't see the ball coming. And I took that opportunity one day to run on the playground, and I realized, you know, I had some speed there. So when I was at the Missouri School for the Blind in St. Louis, Missouri, when I moved there, I was 11 years old, and that exposed me to track. And running on this wire, you know, I had to hold on to like this clothesline looking thing, and pretty much pump one arm and run as fast as I could for 60 meters. That's what kept me in a straight line, you know?
Well, but it got you going, and it felt good, and it could vent some of your, we understand, some of your fears and frustrations. So jumping ahead, you start actually running and start, you know, running with partners to be a Paralympian, to be a para-athlete. Our friend Peter Sagal, who hosts the show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, he's a guide for blind runners in the marathon. How do you run with someone? What are the things you have to think about there?
Backtracking a little bit, actually. So 11 years old, you start running. Now, all of a sudden, you realize, okay, yeah, you can start sprinting and competing against other people. So I'm going through these different competitions and learning more about guiding and stuff like that. It was Beijing, China, actually. I was selected to attend the games and witness that live. That was from me being selected after submitting an essay.
Well, you wrote an essay for a contest to attend the 2008 Paralympic Games in Beijing. You won and got to go sit in the bird's nest and see the Olympics. And it sounds like that sealed it for you. What do you think you said in that essay?
There was 25 athletes that they took. No, I was selected out of 100 of applicants, and that was humbling in itself. And what I did say in that that essay, it was how sports has impacted me up into that point, how I utilized sport to help me get through a lot of obstacles that I was facing with up until the age of 15. You know, I was suffering from a lot of depression. I wanted to commit suicide at one point, you know, overcoming those fears that I had of going outside. And my essay was selected, you know, after witnessing those games, I was like, you know what, this is possible. So let's work towards this, you know. And that's when I started pushing towards going forward towards the London Games.
Okay, so I want to bring in Moray in a second. But so now you have to learn to, you know, come off the blocks with someone at the same. It's just like you and your shadow, right? You have to be in sync. Your footfall has to be, you have to run in a straight line. What are some of the things you had to think about and work on with a partner? How do you get in sync?
Honestly, like, I didn't learn how to run straight really until last year. So if you're not running in a straight line, that can take off time. If I'm running in, if I'm running out, if I'm going left, if I'm going right, that all plays a factor.
Well, let's bring in Moray Stewart, your cited co-runner. And Moray, I mean, as we heard at the top of the segment, you know, in 2016, David and his then partner, Jerome Avery, won the gold in the 100-meter dash. And you've had to forge a new relationship. A little pressure going to the Paralympics?
I would say not really so much pressure. I don't know if that's because it's my first time going, because I had never been. Maybe when I get there, I'll maybe feel some pressure. But right now, I'm just kind of like ready and just staying focused and working and then doing what I have to do, go take care of business out there. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Well, what is that business, Moray? Because David was talking about how he's, you know, got to get the arms pumping together, got to get off the blocks. What do you do? This is not a marathon. We know Peter Sagal from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He's a guide for the blind for, you know, 26 miles. You got 10, 11 seconds. What do you have to think about?
The only thing I would say I would really think about is just keeping them straight and running fast. I don't really think as much. I just think about getting out, accelerating, just keeping them straight. And next thing you know, 10-second race is over just in a flash. So,
yeah. We know you're tethered by a piece of fabric at the hands, wrapped around your fingers. How do you guide while you're going?
When we're guiding, yeah, the tether is hooked to our hands. So we're basically running. We're pumping our arms the same and everything. Like, sometimes we do, like, starts separately, and David runs pretty straight. Sometimes he run, maybe take up just two lanes. Or sometimes he just take up, like, running just one lane. So, and then you attach a guide to him. It makes it way much easier. We go way much faster. So he also, helps me a lot, just learning how to run by himself.
Moray, do you have to be careful? I know in long distance, guides have to think about this, but are you running running as fast as you can? And do you have to be careful, you know, either keep up with David or not get a little ahead of him?
I run pretty fast with David. You know, I don't really have to slow down as much, you know, like my, because David is pretty fast, so I don't have to slow down as much.
Well, and Moray, you're a darn good runner in your own right, but David's the one for whom there's a lot at stake here. How important is this to you? What kind of a responsibility do you feel not to trip, not to, you know, to help him get to that podium?
Yeah, it is a lot, but like I said, you know, it's my first time, so I don't really think about, like, that's when I think, like, people start to focus on, like, the what ifs, that, you know, like, they're kind of throwing their mind off. But if you just stay focused, like, you know, we're going to go out here, we're going to win, you know, if you stay confident like that, I feel like that's what's going to, you know, get us through and get us the, you know, do what we have to do. So,
yeah. Do you call out anything? It's only 11 seconds in that 100-yard dash. It's more in the 200, but do you say anything?
I do say a few things when we're running, like usually when we get out the block, you know what I'm saying? Like drive, you know, and then when to accelerate, you know, and I said like usually halfway, and after the halfway, I'm going to say like 25, and then he knows, you know, he wants to lean. I don't speak too much during the race, because when you're running, like usually when you're running fast, the people who are doing like a lot of talking, you know, you're not running as fast because you're focused on talking to them, but they know kind of what to do. And so, you know, so you have to say like only like a few things, you know.
Boy, David Brown, how important is this partnership and what it allows you to do?
Honestly, just like any blind athlete, you know, to have a guide beside you is very vital to what we do, because we can't do this without, you know, guys like Moray, guys like Jerome. And I'll fully understand if this guy, you know, were to be like, look, man, you know, I want to just do my own thing. But, you know, here he is running with me, you know, and it's a big, you know, it's a great honor.
Yeah. Well, we understand you also feel you have another running partner, but one maybe we all can't see.
Yeah, my hashtag is running for his glory. And that's referring to God, you know, firm believer in Jesus Christ. And it's what I hold to true all the time.
Yeah. Hey, I don't think I know the answer to this, and I should, but when you win, and David Brown, mm-hmm. we have faith in you, Do you both take the podium?
Yeah. So as of 2012, the guides get medals. So 2016 was, well, of course, my first time getting a gold medal. And the guide runner that I ran with or compete with got a medal as well. And hopefully one day we can get this guy a medal as well, you know, Murray. Hopefully this year, you know, so yeah. We'll see.
I hope it's soon. David Brown, two-time Paralympian, world record holder for his division in the 100-meter dash, and his guide runner, Murray Stewart, both going to be in Tokyo next week. David, Murray, all the best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know I'll be watching.